Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 4th, 2020. I'm Rich Garofalino. Google confirmed it's rolling out support for highlighting featured snippets from search after testing the feature for years. When using Google Search that shows a snippet of content in search results, clicking on the snippet will load the page automatically scrolled down to that snippet with the text highlighted. Google says no markup is needed by webmasters to enable the feature, and browsers that don't support the feature will simply load the page normally. Snapchat made the decision to stop promoting the President of the United States' Snapchat account in the Discover tab, where Snapchat chooses to highlight posts from celebrities and influencers. In a statement, Snap told The Verge the decision was made because the president's tweets promoted violence. The president's Snapchat posts will remain available in search and to those who follow the account directly. Fitbit obtained emergency use authorization from the U.S. FDA for its Fitbit Flow emergency ventilator. This lower-cost design is based on the MIT eVent system and is an automated resuscitator-style design, replicating the function of manual resuscitation bags used by EMTs. With the FDA authorization, Fitbit can now use its existing manufacturing partners to build these in large volumes. The venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz announced the Talent and Opportunity Fund, designed to invest in underrepresented and underserved founders. The fund has $2.2 million in donations from the firm's partners to start, and will invest in a small group of seed-stage startups in the first year, with plans to expand in size. The fund will receive equity in the companies for their investments, and any returns will remain in the fund to finance future entrepreneurs. Andreessen Horowitz declined to say how it sourced the initial round of founders to invest in. The Brave browser announced it reached 15.4 million monthly active users in May. Daily active users reached 5.3 million. Brave offers private ads and reported more than 1,500 total ad campaigns with about a 9% click-through rate. The industry average click-through is about 2%. The Chromium-based version of Microsoft's Edge browser is now available through Windows Update. It will automatically be installed on Windows 10 version 18.03 and higher. Users can still manually update or wait for it to happen over the next few weeks. The messaging app Signal announced its next update on iOS and Android will offer a dedicated face blurring option in its image editor. The feature can automatically scan for faces using an on-device system library, and users can also trace over faces if the system fails to detect a face. Signal says all image processing is done on the device. Bloomberg reports that the video game software development company Unity Technologies is preparing for an IPO. Goldman Sachs would reportedly lead the offering and could be held as early as this fall. Last month, Unity CEO John Riccitiello said the company's revenue growth rate was above 30%, with gross margins over 80%. Reuters reports that, according to sources, Amazon is in the early stage of talks to buy a $2 billion stake in the Indian mobile operator Bharti Airtel. Bharti Airtel is the number three mobile operator in India, and at their current value, the stake would be about 5% of the company. Huawei launched the Honor Play 4 5G and Honor Play 4 Pro 5G phones in China. The Play 4 features a 6.81 inch full HD IPS LCD, a MediaTek Dimensity 800 SoC, 6 or 8 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigabytes of expandable storage, a 4,300 milliamp hour battery, and a quad camera array on the back, featuring ultrawide, time of flight, and macro cameras. The Play 4 Pro, meanwhile, offers a 6.57-inch full HD LCD display, a Kirin 990 SoC, 8 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigabytes of UFS 3.0 storage, and a 4,200 milliamp hour battery with support for 40-watt fast charging. It also has dual front and rear cameras, including a 3x optical zoom on the back. Huawei will also offer a variant of the Play 4 Pro 5G with an infrared temperature sensor, able to take temperatures between -20 and 100 degrees Celsius. The Play 4 5G costs 1,799 Chinese yuan, that's roughly $253 US, and the Play 4 Pro 2,899 yuan, that's roughly $408 US, with the temperature taking variant costing 100 yuan more. And finally, the Japanese gaming magazine Famitsu reports that, according to sources, Sega is working on a fog gaming initiative, which would use idle arcade machines to distribute a cloud gaming service in Japan. Sega currently operates dozens of game centers in Japan in major population centers, as well as arcade cabinets and third-party centers. These machines are already connected to the internet through Sega's AllNet platform to share scores and profiles across the same games. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.